Good afternoon, friends, and thank you for joining us on WISR 680 AM. I'm Tyler Frio, and we are meeting the candidates in a number of contested primaries in the Republican Party. Our next candidate is from the 12th District. He is seeking a seat in the Republican primary, and he is going against Daryl Metcalf, the longtime representative for the 12th District. Scott, good afternoon, and thanks for joining us.
Tyler, I appreciate you having me, and I'm looking forward to speaking with you today.
So, Scott, I've asked this to all the candidates, and I will ask you, why do you want to be a state representative?
Well, there are a lot of reasons, but let me see if I can sum it up pretty clearly. Listen, I'm a lifelong Western Pennsylvania resident, and more specifically, I've lived for the last 20 years as resident in Pennsylvania 12, and quite frankly, I am just disappointed and disgusted by the lack of representation in this district. 20 years of little to no results, 20 years of, quite frankly, appalling behavior, 20 years of grandstanding with nothing to show for it. And I'm running because I think it's time Pennsylvania 12 has a representative that can get things done, that can build coalitions, and quite frankly, that can bring a respectability back to this district.
Now, there has been some significant growth in the Cranberry area over the last 20 years. What do you think is on the horizon potentially for that area in the next 20 years?
Well, it's amazing, right? So, you know, we talk about Cranberry because that's part of 12, and that's clearly where the highways all intersect. Fastest growing township in Pennsylvania, one of the, I think, the number 7 fastest growing in the country. And so when you see the growth in Cranberry and what's going to happen in the future, you know, we need to be prepared to work with local officials. And that's one of my largest critiques about the current representative is inability or unwillingness to converse and work with local officials to help provide them with the resources they need. You know, when we talk about Cranberry Township, the supervisors in Cranberry Township, in my opinion, have done a terrific job of trying to manage growth with you know, the parks and allowing businesses to come in and homes and so forth. But what we see is we still, you know, utilities and roads. Everywhere you go in this town, you're seeing houses being built on top of a 2-lane road. And, you know, as long as I've been driving the 228 corridor, has it ever really substantively changed in not just 20 years, but even longer? So, we talk about the growth in Cranberry. We talk about what's coming, not just for Cranberry, but for Adams and even the other parts of the district. We don't see much change. We don't see much involvement. We don't see any accountability. We don't see results. I think as a representative, you need to be available to local officials. I think you need to be a phone call away. I think you need to be partners with them and help provide them with the resources that they need from a state level and the support from a state level to effectively do their jobs and improve the life, the working conditions, the quality of life for the residents of the district.
Scott, when candidates hop into the race, sometimes they have one big idea that this is what their campaign is based on and this is what separates them from the other candidate. If you could say, you know, what is the one big idea, what is the one big accomplishment you would really like to get done when you get to Harrisburg?
You know, it's not a specific agenda item. But I think in order to be an effective representative, you have to be someone that people want to work with, not necessarily just required to work with. And when you're that type of representative, you can achieve a lot of great things. So clearly, infrastructure, as I just spoke about, is important to me. Technology development, bringing fiber optics, for example, into the district, so to give us more choices for internet and technology options there. Energy, veterans issues are all important with me. But those issues, while they're all important in and of themselves, really pale to the fact that you just need to have a representative who can work with people, who can build relationships, build coalitions. You know, even if we disagree strongly about an issue, that's fine, but we can work together and find common solutions. You know, to have a representative who doesn't just throw, Molotov cocktails from the sideline to try to get headlines and clickbait, but really can't produce results. So the goal is to build coalitions, to work with people, to find people that can work with you, and to really provide tangible results for Pennsylvania 12.
Scott, I want to talk a little bit about the coronavirus and wanted to get your thoughts on how the state has handled. What is your evaluation of the state's response so far with COVID-19?
Well, I think the policies of Tom Wolf have been disastrous, not only for the state, but specifically for Western Pennsylvania. And the simple truth is, anytime you have a politician making medical decisions for political reasons, it's going to lead to a bad outcome. You know, as you well know, and people that have been to my website know that I'm actually a pilot, and I fly commercially for a living. And even just last week, as I was returning to Pittsburgh and flying over Robinson, and you look down and you see the parking lot of Home Depot completely full, right next to the parking lot of Best Buy completely empty. And I have to ask myself, so who is Tom Wolf to decide what is essential to the consumer and what isn't? And why, you know, are you crushing businesses like that? What has happened to small business and the mom and pops? If you drive up and down Route 19 and look at that corridor and see countless for rent signs that have just sprung up, people that have lost their jobs, and then the inability of the state government to deal with the unemployment and even processing claims. I don't think anyone can look at this objectively and say it has been anything less than disastrous. And we need to stand up to Tom Wolf. We need to stand up to his failed policies. We need to understand that when you do half measures, you don't get half results. You get poor results. So whatever his goal is, and you know, the cynical people might say he's just here to destroy the economy. If so, mission accomplished. But you know, we need to get out of this pandemic. We need to get Pennsylvania back to work. And one of the questions I'm asked most frequently is, what's going to be my number one agenda item, you know, next year when I'm in office? And the truth is, we have to get the economy back on track. We have to help businesses stay in business. We have to help grow business to be there. We have to be a partner with small business. If the Democrats have their way, what they want to do is simply provide unlimited handouts and resources and turn businesses into dependency on the government like they try to do with everything else from the left. We don't need that, but we need to help businesses and help them get back on track and grow this economy. That's going to be a huge task. That's going to be the number one task. Hopefully we can have it, make it happen sooner rather than later, but that really has got to be the number one focus.
We're talking with Scott Timko. He is a Republican candidate in the 12th Legislative District. Scott, obviously, and pardon me if I'm making a wrong assumption here, but as a Republican, I'm assuming you're for lower taxes, correct?
Oh, absolutely.
So,
absolutely. Yeah, you know, I as you drive around the district and I look at campaign signs and look at my opponent's campaign signs, one of the things that strikes me is he likes to say, you know, protecting taxpayers or protect taxpayers. But as I think about the last 20 years, you know, I just as somebody who lives here, you ask these questions. Well, have my taxes gone down? Well, no. Have they gone up? Yes. Have taxes been eliminated? Not that I can tell. Have new taxes been imposed? Yes, specifically right, casino taxes and revenue streams there. So I look at 20 years of, you know, proclaiming about protecting taxpayers, and I just don't see any results to that. Yes, we need to reduce taxes. Yes, we need to provide incentives to help businesses grow. Yes, we need to attract new businesses into Pennsylvania. One of my signature items is we've come to learn that a lot of the pharmaceutical industry manufactures the majority of the medicines we take in China. I think we can all agree that that is no longer a good way to do business and good for the country. And I'd like to see Pennsylvania offer tax incentives and ways to draw the pharmaceutical industry into Pennsylvania and make it the manufacturing capital of the world for drugs. So the things we can do, but yes, as a Republican, lower taxes, absolutely.
Well, one of the major tasks then that the state legislation is going to have in front of them is trying to create a budget where there has been a number of shortfalls because of the coronavirus, and that could obviously lead to some issues in reducing taxes if revenue is not that high. So essentially, what would be a game plan of yours when you get into the legislation? You don't want to raise taxes, but the state could be facing a budget shortfall because of the economic outcome of the coronavirus.
You know, there's always plenty of fat to cut when you're talking about the state budget. It's ironic that politicians and people that work in Harrisburg, you know, expect folks that live and work in the district and run their own businesses or even the budget of managing their, you know, managing their own household budget. You know, they just have to learn to do with less. And yet at the state level, I mean, we're still paying for people to have picture frames and have official portraits at the state level. So anybody who suggests that we can't find areas to trim, fat to cut, is just not really paying attention. And that's always a challenge, right, because nobody ever wants to cut anything. Well, that's absurd. We're going to have to really tighten our belts. We're going to have to make hard choices. And this is why, again, it's important to be a representative who can have conversations with members in other districts, whether we're in the same party or not. You know, we may disagree strongly, fundamentally, about core issues, but to respect the fact that they've been put in a position, they've been elected by their constituents, they have a voice that needs to be heard, and try to find common ground to look at areas. Because if we don't, if we continue to spend like we always have in Pennsylvania and don't reflect the current environment and what's happened with reduction in state revenue, Pennsylvania is going to get in bad way really fast. So it's a big problem. But the only way it's solved is by working and building coalitions and working with other representatives to make it happen.
Are there some specific areas that you've evaluated in the budget where you think you can trim the fat?
You know, there are lots of specific areas, and we could spend a long time talking about, again, you know, just resources. And you know, let's talk about Turnpike and, you know, ways to cut budget there or ways to save resources there. But I want to look at everything. There's opportunities for finding other revenue sources for Pennsylvania. The energy industry is certainly growing, and it's not about proposing new taxes for energy, but understanding that, you know, as that industry grows and provides jobs, you know, we have options or abilities there to increase revenue in areas, and making sure that if we find some increases in other revenue, we're using it to offset some of our losses and not just simply spend more money. So lots of ways we can cut the fat, lots of places we can look. Anybody who thinks that there's no fat to be cut in Harrisburg really isn't paying attention.
We're here with Scott Timko. He is a Republican candidate for the 12th Legislative District. Scott, obviously education at the public school level and higher education in Butler County is a very significant issue. Butler County with two higher education institutions and a number of school districts. What are your thoughts on education funding? How do you believe that should be divvied up? Are you for an increase or decrease in higher education spending? How do you look at that aspect of the budget?
So, you know, increase or decrease, not necessarily as part of the budget, but I certainly favor looking at the resources we're providing to our school systems. I'm a graduate of Knox High School. My kids went to Seneca Valley, so I'm a product of public education. I'm a big believer in public education. You know, I think we need to commit the resources to make sure it has everything they need. When we're talking about pandemic, and maybe luck isn't the right word, but certainly the last couple of months have shown us some areas where we really need to focus on resource development within the school system because, you know, virtual classrooms, technology, connectivity, you know, it's one thing for the school to have high-speed internet and be able to transmit a class or a teacher to get the word out, but, you know, can the student receive it? So, you know, as we go into the future, let's talk about supporting schools and education and funding for education that tackles new technologies and new methods of communicating information and maybe having to work in a virtual classroom for who knows how long. I mean, I hope we're all back to school and in person come the fall, but you know, who knows what the fall is going to bring.
Again, we're talking with Scott Timko. He is a candidate for the Republican Party in the 12th Legislative District. Scott, I want to talk to you about the size of the legislature. 203 members in the Pennsylvania State House. That's the most in the United States, along with 50 senators. A, do you think that is an appropriate size for the state legislature? And B, do you think districts are drawn fairly in Pennsylvania?
That's a good question. Size... You know, it's hard for me to say that. I think, obviously, Pennsylvania 12 is a good-sized district as I've been driving it. You know, well, I can't really go door-to-door, as you well know, and it's hard to meet people in this environment. Mm-hmm. But even just driving out, putting out campaign signs, it's a large district that covers a lot of land. You know, it's a big state, and it's populous, and there's a lot of territory here. So I don't think I have any particular problems with the size of the legislature. What I care about is can the legislature get things done? And as long as we're accomplishing items that are important for the state and important for the people that we represent, then I say the size is right because we have effective government. And ultimately, that's what you need. You have to look at the results. In the airline industry where I work, it's a results business. I'm a results kind of guy. So if you're getting the results you want and you find the size works for that and it's not creating too much gridlock, then we're good. But if it's nothing but gridlock and no results, then it's something you should probably take a look at.
And on the how the districts are drawn up, do you believe that's fair, or do you believe there's room to work with there?
You know, gerrymandering is never a good idea. You just want to make sure the district represents, the districts are drawn to represent accurately the people of that district. So as long as we're looking at townships, and I think Pennsylvania in particular seems to be drawn fairly, it's, you know, when you look at it on the map, there's not a lot of squiggly lines there. There's a few things that are cut out. So I'm happy with the way the district is drawn, and, you know, I don't know that there's any room for improvement there, but I'm happy with Pennsylvania 12.
He's Scott Timko, again, candidate for the 12th Legislative District in the Republican primary. Scott, your final pitch to voters. Give you the opportunity to do that now.
You know, final pitch. It's simple as this. I, as a resident of the district and a resident of Cranberry, when I decided to run, one of the things you want to do is look and see what's been happening over the last 20 years. Maybe you've missed something. You know, you want to be educated on what we currently have. And as I've done my research and I've done my looking at YouTube and Google, or, you know, take your pick, it's hard to find 20 years of anything that's tangibly good for the district. It's hard to find anything that produced a positive result. What you find when you look up my opponent is a lot of bad video, a lot of bad sound bites, a lot of boorish behavior. It's not civil. It's not respectful. It's not how I operate. I don't think it reflects the majority values of the district. I think we need a representative who is civil, who is polite, who is aggressive, who can get things done. You know, I'm somebody that way. With my military background, my leadership skills, my decision-making ability, I've had success everywhere I've been. I'd like to bring that success to Western Pennsylvania. I'd like to bring that success to Pennsylvania 12, and I'd like to return respectability to the office of state representative.
Thank you for your time, Scott.
Appreciate your time, Tyler. Thanks for talking with me.
Yep.